Initial water tests by Duke Energy have found above normal levels of arsenic and heavy metals in the Cape Fear River downstream from the flooded cooling lake at Duke's Sutton plant near Wilmington. But the company says it's not harming water quality. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Duke released the results Sunday night from tests performed on Friday near the plant. Spokeswoman Paige Sheehan says they show discharges from the lake are not a danger.
What we have seen is a little bit of that arsenic is moving out into the river, again, very much within the standards.
Within state water quality standards, that is. Sheehan says the arsenic levels could fluctuate until the river recedes. Arsenic is a toxic component of coal ash, which is left after burning coal. The old coal-fired Sutton plant shut down in 2013, and Duke now operates a gas-fired plant on the site. But coal ash is still stored there. The river also overran a coal ash basin built in 1971, but Duke says it believes a retaining wall is containing the ash. Hurricane Florence hit as Duke was in the midst of digging up coal ash from an old pit and moving it to a new lined landfill. The storm eroded part of the new landfill, spilling the equivalent of 180 dump trucks of coal ash onto nearby land, but not into the river. Sheehan says Duke shut down the gas-fired Sutton plant Friday and evacuated workers after about 12 inches of water entered the plant.
As that recedes, crews are able to get in there and inspect and begin taking equipment apart, identifying damage. And once they've completed that assessment, we'll have a better understanding of when that plant can get back online.
Environmental groups have said coal ash has been observed leaking into the river. State officials are doing their own tests, and results are expected later this week. Meanwhile, a small amount of coal ash also spilled at a Duke plant in Goldsboro in east central North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.